out of time. I'm Jessica Stone, Fox News. The Georgia Senate runoff election is Tuesday, and each candidate is giving last-minute rallies to win supporters. Fox's Aisha Hosni reports in Loganville, Georgia, on Fox News Live.
He doesn't have much time left to close that four-point gap that's separating him from Raphael Warnock. He needs that voter turnout. And if early voting numbers are any indication of what's to come, well, get ready. The Secretary of State's office reports a whopping 1.8 million Georgians voted early or by absentee ballot. That's a quarter of active voters in the Peach State, with officials preparing for a very long night. So today, Senator Warnock is also hitting the trail hard, just held a rally in Gainesville with two more scheduled in Athens tonight. Still no visit by President Biden.
If the Democrats win the seat, they'll have a Senate majority, but if the Republicans win the seat, the Senate will be tied. With a majority in the House, Republicans now pick their speaker. Republican Congressman George Santos of New York had this to say of Congressman Kevin McCarthy's bid to be speaker.
We need to do with this majority is get through the fact that Kevin McCarthy is going to be the next Speaker of the House of Representatives and deliver good governance. My people elected me to go fight crime, inflation, quality of education, and the ever-rising cost of energy. And if we deter from that message, we are going to be reminded of that on 2024.
Former President Donald Trump rebuked by both parties for calling for an end to parts of the Constitution, those that conflict with his false claim of a 2020 election win. Republican politicians adding that the GOP must consider these claims when choosing the 2024 nominee. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The group U2 among those receiving a Kennedy Center honor at Sunday's ceremony. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden hosting the honorees at the White House just before.
Tonight, we honor our four sons of Ireland, poets in their own right, best friends who started a band as teenagers in Dublin and became one of the greatest bands in history.
Also honored singer Amy Grant, actor George Clooney, performer Gladys Knight, and composer Tanya Lyon. The world's largest active volcano, Mauna Loa, is erupting in Hawaii.
According to the last report from the USGS, it's now moving at about 40 feet per hour and is about 2.3 miles away from the Daniel K. Inouye Highway, the main east-west highway that cuts across the Big Island of Hawaii. According to officials, the lava flow is now going to move pretty sporadically, and it's not clear when or if the lava will now cross the highway. It's now been a week since Mauna Loa first began erupting, awakening once again after its last eruption back in 1984. No evacuation orders have been issued, and currently no homes or communities are threatened.
Fox Weather's Max Gordon. The national average gas price is now where it was a year ago. Right now, the average price of a gallon of gas, $3.54, and diesel prices averaging $5.19 a gallon. So why did prices fall so significantly over the past 2 weeks? Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, the publisher of the Lundberg Survey, gives us the scoop.
It was American refiners upping their output tremendously and slashing their own product margins in order to make sure that there was no shortage, an urgent shortage that we have suffered for home heating oil.
Oil experts say we haven't seen the lowest gas prices yet, so expect to see them continue to drop for the next 60 days. I'm Jessica Stone. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.